Republic Yemeni number one.
What's up, everybody? Mike Eshak here with Jack Jr., the comedic genius, businessman, half Lebanese, quarter Lebanese, quarter Armenian, half Mexican. This guy is one of the biggest fucking hustlers. Let's give it up for Jack. Any guys listening, make sure you hit the subscribe button on YouTube. Follow me at MikeFromDetroit.com. I got shows coming up right now. This weekend, I will be in Michigan and St. Clair Shores at Godfather. What's up, y'all? I'm also doing shows. I'm doing Detroit House of Comedy in June. I'll be at JP's Comedy Club in Phoenix in May. More dates coming. It's the Sleeping with the Yemeni tour. Guys, get your tickets. I would love to see you guys live. And thanks to everybody who came out live to my shows. I really appreciate you. And here we got Jack Jr. What's up, buddy?
What's up, man? That was a really good intro.
Was it?
Yeah, it was sexy. You got sound effects.
Oh, yeah.
You got the sound effects. You got the lighting. You got the whole setup, bro. It's great.
Yeah. I got the cat that's getting you fucking.
Bro, he's got everything here but Benadryl. I'm allergic to cats. If you guys start seeing my face swollen up, I'm going to look like Hitch soon.
Yeah, you're starting to look Asian a little, bro.
Dude, my eyes are freaking.
Do you smoke weed?
I mean, not regularly. Like, I will smoke if I have to.
Yeah.
I'm a peer pressure weed guy.
Yeah,
like after the show, like, hey, you want to smoke? I go, no, okay.
Yeah.
My main thing is like, are we gonna eat after this? I'm like, let's go eat. I'm done.
I don't think I've ever fucking smoked weed with you, bro.
I don't, because I don't smoke weed like that. I wasn't a weed guy. I was always alcohol. Yeah, you smoke weed a lot.
Too much.
Are you high right now?
No. Oh, no. No. I've been transferring it to nicotine now.
Nicotine.
Yeah.
Nice.
So this is not good. I got to stop doing this. I quit smoking like 20 fucking years ago.
I love that about you, because you're so fit and you're always working out, but you smoke weed and you smoke.
I smoke. No, I don't smoke cigarettes.
Well, nicotine is cigarettes.
Fuck you.
That is cigarettes.
I just started this.
Guys, let me ask you a
question. This just happened.
That is a nicotine vape is a cigarette. It's the same thing. And look, it's not nothing manly about that. You're smoking a purple little princess vape.
Motherfucker, come on, bro. Pink. Is this pink? What color is this? I don't know what it is.
It's lavender.
The fact that you know it's lavender shows to me that you're the one that's fucking girl, bro. I don't know if this is lavender. Look at this one. This one's yours pink.
That's pink and lavender.
Fuck, bro.
Bro.
So what's new with you, buddy?
Nothing, man. I'm touring right now. I'm going on tour. I'm actually in St. Louis coming up this coming week. St. Louis, Chattanooga, Tennessee, and Louisville, Kentucky. Speaking of Louisville, Kentucky, there was a shooting today, bro.
I know.
That's going to affect ticket sales.
You think so?
100%, man.
You think so?
Would you go, listen, if you live in a small, I don't know if Louisville, Kentucky is a small town, but compared to LA, I would consider it a small town, right?
Right. So, absolutely.
So would you think, hey, what'd you hear about what happened today? There was a shooting at a bank. Hey, you want to go to a comedy show?
But we're talking about Louisville, Kentucky, bro.
Yeah.
I don't think those people are easily scared.
They're not, huh?
No, man. Republicans are not scared, bro. People that are conservative, they're not scared about shit like
they're
that.
They're not scared, huh?
No, man.
I'm scared.
You're scared. Maybe you shouldn't go.
Maybe I shouldn't go, man.
I'll take your spot.
Take my spot.
I'll just wear a fucking Afro wig.
Do you think we should take guns? We should carry guns on us. Do you think that? Do you think that's necessary at comedy shows? Do you think we should have our own security guards? What do you think is happening right now with the world?
I don't know, bro. Like when you say about having guns at a comedy club, I don't think I could.
I don't know
if I want that, bro.
Right?
I don't want that.
I don't either.
I think if anything, maybe they should just have like metal detectors to make sure nobody's bringing in guns.
I mean, they do those on the black shows in LA. Have you been to one?
Isn't that fucked up, bro? They always do it at the black shows.
They do it at the black shows. It scares me more because, like, you see, like, you watch all these shows on, like, the TV channel, like, all these shows where people smuggle, sneak stuff in.
Yeah.
And they get through. There's, like, plastic guns now that don't go off of metal. It's just, you never know, bro.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're getting all conspiracy, are we?
Bro, for the longest time.
I never liked this.
For the longest time.
It's the fucking cats.
It's the cats.
The cats. The cats are doing it.
For me, bro, you know, it's the state of California won't let me get a gun.
Really?
I'm a Marine.
You're a Marine.
And I'm honorably discharged.
Honorably discharged.
No criminal record.
What'd you do? You don't know?
Apparently, California is a what they call a May state, meaning you may be able to get a gun. You're not. They can just say that they're not going to give it to you.
So, honorably discharged basically means, hey, man, we're going to give you a 2-week notice, and we're going to let you go in 2 weeks. That's it.
What do you mean?
I mean, that compared to like dishonorably, yeah, they let you go right away. Honorably means that they're giving you notice. How does it work?
An honorable discharge?
Yeah.
That means you got out of the Marine Corps with an honorable discharge, meaning you were a good Marine.
Okay.
Dishonorable, you did some shit, and then you get a dishonorable discharge. And if you're dishonorably discharged, bro, you can't vote. You can't get a gun. It's hard to get a job.
Really?
It fucks you up,
and
man.
And being in the military, too, is already hard to get a job in the first place.
No.
It's
why?
Not, I don't know. Your story is about Marines. They're Marines, and now they're just security guards. I hear it all the time.
Yeah, but they probably just do that because it transfers well.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. Like a lot of my Marine buddies, man, it's a handful of them are cops.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they become cops.
But you can't become a cop.
I can become a cop. Why can't I become a cop?
You just said you couldn't have a gun.
Okay, bro.
I'm fucking with you.
I feel like I'm a Fox News right now, bro. And they're going to cut the commercial and everyone thinks that I've been dishonorably discharged. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck, bro? This fucking guy.
Come on, man.
Who the fuck, bro? No. But this is what's fucked up, bro. I had an AR-15 rifle.
Did you?
I had one. I got it from Michigan back in the day.
Is it here?
No, I sold it.
Okay, good.
I sold it because I was like, bro, I don't need this fucking rifle. Even though it reminds me of the Marines and stuff and there's something whatever. I was like, it's fucking overkill.
Yeah.
It's fucking huge. You know what I mean? And then not only that, when I moved out here, I didn't register it.
Oh.
And I know this place has got really strict, crazy laws.
Yeah.
So I got a friend of mine. I sold it to him. Right? He took it. Then I was like, you know, I'm going to get a handgun. The only reason I got a handgun because after the pandemic, this place turned into Detroit, bro.
Oh, really?
You know I live in a nice area.
Yeah, he lives between the Koreans and the Jews.
Yes, very nice area.
Very nice
area. Very nice area, yeah. Okay? Then all of a sudden...
It wasn't nice getting here, though.
But that's your problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Next time, use Waze. Don't use fucking Google Maps,
bro.
Actually, don't. You should Google Maps. Waze will make you go through the fucking hood. Waze will be like, let's cut through this person's backyard.
Yeah, 100%.
You know? But the fucking... So the guy below me got robbed.
Shut up.
At gunpoint.
Wow.
10 o'clock in the fucking morning.
Wow.
Then all of a sudden, Detroit shit started happening. Like you never saw here before. Like catalytic converters started getting sawn off cars.
No way.
Because if anybody don't know, a catalytic converter is like a part of the muffler, but it's got a lot of precious metals in there.
Yeah.
So if you cut that off, you can get a lot of money if you... You know,
how much can you get for that?
I don't know because I'm not poor.
Okay. You know,
I've never had to do that.
You guys know how much?
I don't know. But then and then every so often I see people taping their windows because people were breaking into their cars. Wow. That was it. That's when I was like, bro, this is now just Detroit with palm trees.
Yeah.
Right?
So it's not a nice neighborhood no more.
It's still nice, but bro, people are getting held up. You know? Yeah. Josh Edelman, another comedian, just got held at gunpoint.
Shut up.
They took his phone, they took his fucking laptop, they took all his fucking money.
Wow. See, this is, I live with white people.
You know?
I'm the problem in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
They go, oh, there's that brown Mexican.
As soon as you moved in, they all got more guns.
They all got more guns. They go, they're coming over now.
We fucking lost. But bro, I'm pissed, man. They won't let me get a gun. So then they sent me, so I had to do a background check. They said you failed the background check. You got to do a live scan. A live scan is a deeper one.
Yeah.
I paid $50 for the live scan. Live scan comes in, nothing. They still denied me.
Wow.
Then I went to the gun store again, and then they go, look, man, they denied you, but typically you can do another live scan, and usually that'll clear that up. I paid another $50 for another live scan.
They pass you.
This time I got a letter. Later on, I can show it to you on my phone because I saved it to my phone.
Yeah.
Basically, the letter says, we didn't find your fingerprints in any crime, whatever. You don't have a criminal record.
Okay.
But that still means you can't have a gun.
Why?
They won't tell me. And then they give you a number. It says, if you have any further questions, call this number. You call the number. And when I press the button that refers to me, it's just this scratchy recording of a guy in so many words basically saying, get a lawyer. Sue us.
Really?
What the fuck?
That's crazy.
That's what I'm saying, man. So like when you talk about fucking guns and stuff, man, I think it's important for people to get guns. And guns are out there. If you feel like you need to get a gun, you should get a gun. But at the same time, bro, there's that liberal in me too where I'm just like, fuck, maybe it is the guns. Yeah. I don't know. What do you think? Do you think it's the guns or do you think it's the people?
I think it's the if we're going to get go down this road, these are my thoughts. I think it's these kids that are on prescription pills, taking these pills over and over and over.
It's a mental health issue.
They're cooped up in their house. They're playing fucking Call of Duty all freaking day long. They don't hang out with their parents. They don't have dinner with their parents.
They probably don't have a community.
They don't do nothing.
They're loners.
They don't do anything outside. All they do is all video games all day.
They're mad that nobody's having sex with them.
They're just angry fucking pill popping virgins. That's what it is, man. I think our generation, when we were younger, we were in the street, we're playing video games, having fun. You know, I have to go a lot. I don't want to get 86 on here from Instagram.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I gotta get off, guys. Sorry.
Because of the stuff we're talking?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I think it's that, you know? It's really messed up with everything going on, man. Like, it's always some nerdy freaking kid or something, you know? Like, you never hear the fucking varsity captain of the team on a fucking shooting spree, you know?
No, he's getting pussy. He's getting pussy.
Yeah.
Like, if we could legalize prostitution, we would probably get a lot less school shooters. I'm serious.
I think we just need to have... There needs to be like random. The social workers need to step up more, I think, and check on these kids. You know, there should be random interviews. You go to an airport, get a random inspection.
Yeah,
there should be random inspections on these kids right now.
They don't give me random inspections at the airport, and I'm like, you guys are not doing your fucking job, bro. What the fuck is going on here? You just letting me through?
Yeah, they never do. I always get checked.
I barely ever get checked, bro.
Yeah,
I barely ever. I got the one joke that I had because they did. One time, and you might have heard me do this joke before. One time I went to the airport, the guy stops me. He goes, "You're not going in this line where everyone else is going. I need you to go to the other line." And I look, and everyone in that line's a brown person. And I was like, what the fuck?
Where were you flying to?
I forgot. This is in LA.
Uh-huh.
I forget where I was flying to. Detroit or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
He goes, "You're going in this other line." I look, everyone in the line is brown, bro. And I'm like, they're doing some racist shit here. What the fuck is this?
Yeah.
I get in that line. I'm pissed. Then I find out he put me in the pre-check line.
Oh, really?
Randomly. Just chose me to be the preacher. Then I went from, that guy's a racist, to, that guy's not doing his fucking job. What the fuck am I doing here? I was so confused, bro. So confused.
That happened to me one time. I was crossing the border, not through my car, walking. I parked my car in San Diego. I walk across the border, I party in Mexico, and then walk back to get my car. That's how you did it, so you don't get freaking pulled over by fucking federales and shit.
Oh, really?
So
Can you still do that?
I think so. This is like 15 years ago. So I park in San Diego. I walk across the border. I go to the parties. I go to the clubs. Blah, 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 blah. I'm fucked up. It's 7 in the morning. I'm walking back across the border and getting back into the United States. I'm literally getting interviewed by the customs.
The U.S. customs.
The U.S. customs are drilling me with questions. Where were you born? What city? What street? What does your mom do? Da, 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 da. Meanwhile, the guy next to me is wearing a fucking sombrero and sarape, and he's drunk. And they go, "Keep going." I'm like, that's the problem. Right?
What are you talking about, bro?
I'm like, big up Jose Cuervo. Not
yeah,
me.
Yeah, because they probably thought you look Arab. That's probably why, bro.
Probably what it was.
What the fuck, man? I don't know, bro. To me, man, I'm just like, guns and comedy clubs, fuck that shit. But at the same time, I am kind of fucking worried, man, because sometimes I do jokes that are like,
yeah, yeah.
And the last thing I want is somebody to be like,
pissed off.
I'm going to show up at a club with a gun.
Bah, bah, bah.
That's the worst type of
thing. That is the worst. That's scary, man.
Has a comic ever got shot?
I don't know. I hope it's not. Knock on wood.
I don't think this is wood.
But it's not. What is this? This is wood, no?
I don't think this is wood. I don't know. But yeah, bro. All I know is that fucking, if it came down to freaking getting rid of all guns, I would love to do that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I don't give a shit about guns.
I just want people to be safe, bro. I feel like I used to think, I'm like, maybe this violence was happening all the time and we just didn't notice because we didn't have the internet like we do now. Like when we were kids, was this violence already happening? And now we're just seeing it more because we're so good with our news now. Like if something happens in 1 minute, it's online.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like we didn't
have
that.
And I think that's part of the problem. I think there's another thing is like, I wish we could like convince all the news stations to just stop fucking posting these kids' pictures or that
yeah, book. Man.
Because what ends up happening is now you got this loner who no one wants to fuck him, right? And whatever, and he has a gun, and then now he's like, you know what, I'm gonna end my life, and then everyone's gonna know me.
Yeah. And also too, do you ever notice how once there's a school shooter and let's say they don't kill themselves, right? Or
yeah.
they survive. How come they don't tell their story? Are they doing time? Are they in jail? why aren't they showing the consequences? You know what I'm saying? Have you heard about any of these shooters there was? Have you heard any stories?
Or whatever happens afterwards.
What happened to John Doe? What happened to that guy?
They just glorified the school shooting. This guy's an asshole. And then that's the last thing we hear about.
We don't hear that. They give him the electric chair. Nothing.
They rehab them or whatever. Nothing.
We don't hear any of that story. We just hear, hey, look, this guy killed fucking X amount of people, blah, blah, blah. And also, too, I feel like we should talk about the victims. You know, give them their moment. Give them, hey, oh, man, these guys had families. They had lives.
But they do that. They do not exposés like, not they on do these t- people.
Not like
shit.
They do on TMZ. TMZ just blasts the shooter.
Yeah, well, that's TMZ, bro.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we TMZ and Worldstar, that's all what people believe that first before the Fox News.
I think it's just the community. We don't have any community no more in America. Yeah. That's it. We're done. Like, everyone's all separated. Like, back in the day, man, when I grew up in Detroit, bro, and the community was so tight. I could go to my neighbor's house, open their fridge, and then they discipline everybody's kids. So like the lady across the street, if I fucked up, she disciplined me.
Yeah, yeah.
That doesn't happen no more. Yeah, bro. Yeah. Now we just call the cops on each other.
Yeah.
That guy didn't cut his grass. Call the cops. That guy didn't find call the cops. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think this is the lack of community is what it is. I gotta fucking charge this bitch. Yeah. Fuck. I don't want to talk about guns, bro. I want to talk about comedy right now, bro.
Let's talk about comedy, man.
Let's talk about comedy, motherfucker.
And how do we go down that rabbit hole?
What?
How do we go down that hole real quick?
The shooting in Louisville. I was asking you, are you paying attention to the news and shit like that?
Oh, yeah. It's your fault. Anyways.
Brother, I haven't done this podcast in over a month, and we got four listeners right now. Thank you guys for listening in. If you guys are new or anything, you could follow me at mikefromdetroit.com. So we're going to talk about fucking comedy real quick, man. How's it going?
Comedy's good, bro. Comedy is paying the bills. I haven't had a day job in a very long time, and I'm very thankful, blessed, and happy now.
What day job did you used to have, bro?
Bro, I was what day job? I used to sell cell phones in a mall. I was selling gold and silver.
That's Armenian as fuck. That's very Arab.
I was selling gold and silver.
Oh, wow.
I was selling gold and silver.
Like for someone else?
Like a broker. Not like gold chains. I'm talking about like coins.
Oh, shit.
Bars. Gold bars, silver. Like a broker.
You got some?
I was doing cars. No, I don't got them. I was selling cars. I was doing whatever I could, bro. I was selling everything.
During the pandemic, you were selling cars.
Yeah.
You're not doing it no more.
No more.
Were you selling them?
I was selling them, bro. I was selling like 5 cars a month.
You're making good money off that, huh?
Like, it was surviving, you know? It was cool.
Anytime the pandemic or anything like a recession happens, the car prices always go up, brother.
Bro, everything.
You came in at the right time.
I had to, man. I'm not used to, like, not. I'm used to making a certain amount of money a month.
Yeah.
And when the pandemic hit, I was like, I can't live off of fucking $3,000 a year. You know what I mean? Like, this is nothing.
$30,000 a year.
No, the $3,000 they're giving me a month. What was
that? Oh,
it?
The
EDD money.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, like my car, my house, I can't. I got creative during the pandemic, man. I actually opened a comedy club during the pandemic. You know about my store, my club?
No.
So I would rent Airbnbs out and throw secret shows.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I didn't even know about that.
It was so super secret. I had my mailing list. I would send to my fans. And we'd hold 50 people, all separated 6 feet. I had security. We checked temperatures. We had a bar. We did donation. By the way, it was all donation. Nothing was.
It was paid. All donation.
All donation.
And did the people donate a good amount?
People donated a good amount, and the comics got paid. And it was. I did it more for to feel normal again.
Yeah.
Because like after the first year and then with COVID, I mean, the first year I was terrified. I was home. I was like freaking didn't go anywhere. I went to the market with gloves on, like Lysol, everything. Like, you know, I was like that guy. But then after the second year, I was like, all right, man, we can't live like this.
No.
This is not good for my mental health. I said, I'd rather get COVID and fucking die from COVID than just stay here and go crazy.
Did it fuck up your hustle afterwards when you came out? Because when I came out of the year of not doing anything, bro, like my systems were, I just was not the same. I wasn't sharp.
Yeah. It messed up my mailing list. Because I developed a mailing list from like all the clubs I worked at. So when I came back, people were just, I don't know if they were getting spammed from something else. They moved my number to a spam number. So it was just weird. So I had to recreate my whole mailing list. Imagine for 2 years.
Your number?
Because I used to collect phone numbers from my mailing list. I had Arizona, San Diego, Portland, a bunch of numbers. So when I went back on the road 3 years later, those numbers were just different. People changed. You know, people lost their jobs, no phones. Just, so I ruined my mailing list.
Fuck. Yeah, you only do phone numbers.
I used to only do phone numbers. I never did email. I just started doing email the past 2 years.
Wow.
So email is in.
So you would text people?
I would text people. I would have
one by one.
One by one. That's how I get my people. Hey, man, I'm coming back to town. I would have like Arizona numbers, 500 numbers, Ontario.
And you would hit them up from your own personal phone?
Personal phone.
Not a Google Voice
number?
Not
a Google Voice number. My personal
phone. So they would all have your number?
They still have my number. I had the same number. So yeah, I would text everybody and that.
Do those people bother you at all?
I get a random text every now and then. Hey, do you have any tickets? I'm going to be in town. But and I go, yeah. So it's, I don't know. And I learned that from the HaHa, from working at the HaHa. You know,
the phone numbers are better.
It's more personal. Like, yeah. And I say their name, their phone number, the city they're in. I go, hey, what's up, Mike? I'm in Detroit. I got a couple tickets left.
And you're not using a text service.
No, because you can't. Because it's like banned. It's like
you can't do it no more.
It's spam. It's considered spam. It's considered you can't. You have to do. You can't do. What's it called?
Flapper still does that.
You can't do mass texting. It's illegal. You have to have. They have to have an option to opt in or opt out or something like that. I don't know. But when you do individual text, it's fine. It's not considered spam because you're not doing a mass text. It's
what?
One by one, yeah.
I didn't know that because Flappers is always sending me texts.
They're not supposed to. If you say you don't want it, that's illegal.
I keep it so it keeps me in the idea of like maybe I need to start doing this, bro. You know what I mean?
What does the text say?
Do you know? You know, like it'll be like it's always like an alert. Like big name drop in today, you know. Trevor Wallace is going to be dropping in tonight, you know, shit like that. Or like, but we got this show.
Does it say opt in or opt out? So press stop? Because it's supposed to say that.
See, this is why, because like when I saw Flappers do that, I'm just like, yo, man, I need to get on that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, no, nothing.
Yeah, see, that's a mess. Look, that's a mess. Yeah, those are automated. You can say, look. What? Oh, you want it still, right?
Yeah, yeah, I want it still.
You can press stop, and it might.
Does
stop.
It say that?
It usually.
Yeah, I don't want it to stop, but they don't say anything.
You don't want it to stop. No,
I don't because you know Dan Green.
Don't know Dan. Oh, I know Dan Green,
the Australian guy.
Yeah, yeah, from Laugh Factory, door guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he does his own shows in Houston. Yeah, I'm going to be doing it, and I talked to him. He goes, he's got phone numbers from all of his work that he's done down there. And he goes, he spends 6 hours a day just texting.
That's what I do too. That's exactly what I do. Yep. That's how you do it, bro.
Do you use shortcuts on your phone?
No, I could show you exactly.
No, you got to use the shortcuts.
What's a shortcut?
So like on iPhone, you can go into the keyboard and you can type in little shortcuts to whatever phrases you want. So like right now, if somebody posts a comment, let's say on Facebook, somebody shares my thing. Instead of me going, thanks for sharing and typing that whole thing out, click my link to join my email list to see me do stand up live.
Yeah.
Now all I do is press FBB space and this paragraph comes out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
On your computer or your phone?
On the phone.
Well, I just do copy.
If you do it on the phone, it'll also do it on your computer now.
I just do copy paste. Send.
Mm.
Yeah. It's quicker.
It is, but I mean, if you already have it like just saved, you just boom, boom, boom.
But the thing is, that's even that's old school. Like right now, what's really bumped my ticket sales up is just the Instagram reels and Facebook reels, and having people really see your comedy, man.
Like, yeah, that's true.
Once I stopped posting like flyers on your social media, flyers are cancer to your Instagram.
Is it?
You post a flyer, bro. You can post it on your story, maybe, if that. But you post it on your page, you just become like one of those dumb pages, you know? If you post video, if your page is full of videos, different stuff, it's more exciting.
Yeah, but you could still put a poster in the mix.
You could if you wanted to, but I feel like...
What I'll do is I'll put a poster for a show that I'm doing, or if I do like a poster that has all my dates, I'll post it and then I'll pin it to the top.
What you could do too is you could just put the poster at the end of every reel. So you post a reel, I'm gonna be in this, blah, 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 blah. So at the end of the video, they'll see your...
If you see my videos, I do that. In my videos, I have the dates coming.
That's dope. That's great. I like that.
And then,
but I'm talking about like when you see a poster of like you and six other comics, do you think your page really cares about those six other comics? They're there to see you.
Yeah.
You know, no one wants to see like your small picture and then like six other comedians. Like, you know.
But then I got promoters like you there, but like, hey man, please share the poster
on your story though.
Oh.
That's why Facebook, I think, it's more for posters.
Yeah.
Instagram, TikTok.
It's more videos.
It's more videos.
That's what I do.
All videos.
I do videos.
Just videos. Majority. Your YouTube videos. That's how I feel what's been working for me. I mean, if you look at all the people with big social media followings, they hardly ever post flyers. They'll post one with all their dates, their tour.
That's what I do.
That's it. But when you post like weekly flyers every day.
I don't do that.
Yeah, but there's a lot of guys that do that. And you know what? One of my biggest pet peeves for comics that hit me up to do spots. Hey, bro, send me the flyer so I can post it. I go, but I won't have it for a few days. I said, what you could do right now, though, since I'm still making it, promote yourself. Promote yourself. You know, have your fans promote you. Promote you. Don't wait till the flyer comes. Promote yourself. You know why? Because that's more important.
Yeah.
Your friends don't give a shit about it. If you really have fans, they'll come see you.
Bro, it's true.
It's just like, wait for the flyer.
People are coming out to every show now. Like every show I'm having, like people coming out, man. It's really, really interesting.
Yeah, yeah. That's what your page, and I remember I texted you, I said, hey, man, I'm proud of you because your reels kept coming up on my page. I kept seeing them and I'm like, oh shit, that means your shit's doing good, you know? And I looked at the quality and it's great, man. Like the I like the captions were like bright and colorful.
Thank you.
The material was good. But I was wondering if you were getting shit for it because of the language. There's a lot of the topics were like pretty aggressive.
It is. But here's the thing though, man. I was doing great.
Yeah.
Blowing up. Got up to 115,000 followers.
Yeah.
Then I posted an old video that I did years ago with Brandon Bricks.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was a funny video. I posted it before. I never had a problem. It still lives on my page back in the day. They didn't take that down. But for some reason, I posted this one. They flagged it for hate speech.
Yeah, yeah.
And as soon as that happened, none of my shit's being recommended anymore.
You know what? All my views. You know what happened? It wasn't Facebook. It was someone reported you that saw it recently. So the first time you posted it, nobody saw it. No one was offended.
Because it was before I blew
up. But now you have 115,000 and all it takes is one person, two people, three people.
Do you think that somebody reported it or do you think it's the algorithm that's like?
I think it's someone reported it. I got the same thing. I was in Facebook jail for 28 days. 28 days, bro. I was getting like 10,000, 50,000, 100,000 views, half a million views, you know? And then once that hate thing came off, bro, 28 days, I'm barely getting 50 views, 100. Now I'm slowly building up again, about 1,000, 2,000. So now it's coming back. But now I'm just like, I don't hate anybody, bro. I'm not being racist. I'm just being a comedian.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
But people are being so sensitive, man.
It's weird, bro.
People call me a shitty father because I talk about my son, which is also affected me now because I'm like, am I a shitty father? You know?
That's like that Dave Chappelle bit. I remember when he came back from Africa years ago and everybody thought he was smoking crack.
Yeah.
And he goes, man, I'm sitting in Africa minding my own business. Nobody there knows me. I get a call from Newsweek. They interview me. And then at the end of the interview, the guy goes, Dave, just want you to confirm something. We got reports here in the States that you've been smoking crack. So I need to ask you, are you smoking crack? And Dave Chappelle goes, when Newsweek calls you and asks you if you're smoking crack, you got to ask yourself, am I smoking crack? Yeah. But that's exactly funny. What you're saying. It's just like, now you got me thinking about, am I being a bad father or something?
Totally.
Shit?
And I even asked my wife, I'm like, am I a bad father? She goes, no, you're a great father. I said, I go, these jokes about my son and my ex-wife are the reason why I'm a comedian. Like I was in a dark place. I was depressed. And I started doing comedy to find like, because comedy brings like, comedy comes from a dark place and you find the light and you become funny.
You find a way to laugh at it.
You find a way to laugh at it. So I've been doing that. I've been doing laughing about it. But then now these people are like, who is like, I want their opinion, you know, because we wanted to watch our reels. We want the comments. We want the likes. We want their approval. But now we're getting this negative energy and it hurts sometimes, you know, it hurts sometimes. But the thing is, it's okay though. You know, like once you're okay with it, it's like it all feels normal again, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then you start worrying about like that one comment. I remember I took a video down that had 1.5 million views. 1.5 million views because it talked about me paying child support. And I think I had 20 comments where people just, you're a shitty father, you're a deadbeat dad, you're this and that. And I'm just reading one by one comments and I'm like, and it was getting worse and worse. And I'm like, I just took the video down.
I
don't know why I took it down.
I don't. I wouldn't do that, bro.
I'm so mad at myself that I took it down because I'm like, damn, I let these little guys punk me, you know?
I only respond to the positive comics.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I do.
That's the thing. I can't read the comments, man. It's fucked up.
I read the comments. I specifically try to find people that like it, and then I engage with them only.
That's what I was doing originally, but then this one video had so many negative comments. And you start, after a while, when you read the thing over and over, you're an asshole. You're an asshole.
Don't you think that maybe...
Am I an asshole?
Don't you think maybe it's also because you only have a minute to show a clip, and then within that clip, like, the audience got to see you talk about other stuff before you led to that clip.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? So, for example, if I post a clip that's kind of like, really, what the fuck is he saying? But if you saw the whole set, you would see me
build
say
up to
something
it.
Before
yeah.
that kind of already shows that I'm not this terrible person.
Yeah.
And then now they gave me the green light to say this terrible shit.
Yeah, totally. Now I changed that joke. So when I do that joke, I go, first of all, I'm a great father. I'm a great father. I'm in my kids' lives. All of them. I love them very much. But
yeah, that's hilarious.
But that takes like 15 seconds.
I hate that, bro.
Yeah, man.
To me, the thing that I don't like about the algorithm is it's making me want to like clean my shit up. Which I want to do
better.
Anyway. Which I want to do anyway.
Yeah.
I'm already planning on doing that.
Yeah.
But I hate the fact that I'm now compelled to do it even more just to get the algorithm to share my shit.
Also, too, I don't talk like that. I don't talk like how the algorithm wants me to talk. I do curse. I cuss all the time. I tell my kids, like, I tell my fucking kids, I say, oh, blah, blah, blah. Go clean your fucking room. That's how I talk.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So when I go on stage, I talk like that.
Sure.
Because when I get excited about something, I go, you fucking right, I did that.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And then I can't change the way I talk, you know?
Yeah.
Because it'll change the way who I am, the way I speak. It's fucked up.
Have you ever tried doing your sets without any of those F-bombs, recording it and watching it?
I've done it. I have to do it. I work for Carnival Cruise and Norwegian Cruise Line.
Okay.
I have to do 5 45-minute sets, no cursing.
Five?
Different.
45-minute sets?
Yeah.
Jack, what the fuck? How the hell do you have 5?
So
45-minute sets, bro.
It took a while to master.
Are you happy with the sets?
They're great sets. They're very likable. The kids love it. The parents love it. The thing is, the thing I do differently when I'm on stage. You see, when I go live, when I'm doing talking live, I'm talking like, "What's up?" I'm fast. I'm Bone Thugs and Harmony fast.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna miss everybody. Yeah,
you're hilarious. You fast. You engage with the audience.
I'm
you're quick. High energy.
On the clean sets, I go into freaking reverse. I'm slow. I talk like this. I talk very slow, so I don't curse. I talk very slow. I talk about, I still do my bits, my stories, but I talk very slow.
And you clean them up a bit.
Clean it up big time. Like I think I said shit. I said shit and I got in trouble. And I said, I didn't know shit was a bad word. I take a shit all the time. You know, but it's true. Yeah. I take a shit. What do you want to say? I'm going to say caca? I don't know.
You can't. That's funny.
Caca.
Caca's hilarious.
Caca.
Sometimes when you replace something with something like, but it makes it even funnier, bro.
Yeah.
I think.
So, the joke was, I said, I'm exiting the freeway and the homeless guy's at the window. And I said, whenever you exit the freeway, so I said, homeless people, like they bother me. I can't stand them. Especially when I'm exiting the freeway. You ever had the homeless guy at that red light and you don't want to stop at that red light? So you have to drive 95 miles per hour to avoid that red light. You know, you drive out fast. But once in a while, you get stuck at that red light. You're like, shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, shit. You know, and he's right there and you don't want to look. You don't want to look, but you kind of want to read his sign.
You could be funny if you were like, shh, caca.
Caca, yeah. So I got in trouble for that. But yeah. But yeah, working the cruise ships has definitely made me a stronger comic. It's made me work hard. I treat the cruise ships like my open mic. So I have my go-to. So like this is how I break it out. I have a start, a middle, and a finish. My great stories. I'll do my Cancun bit and the clean joke. I'll do my homeless bit and I'll do my ex-wife bit. I put that. So remember you said about layers earlier? We'll do layers. I add layers to that story. I'll live in these three jokes for 10, 15 minutes. In the middle, I'll do fillers. Ask a question to the kid, crowd work, bring a moment, talk about the cruise ship, blah, blah, blah. That's one show. Next show. So I have a start, a finish, and an ending.
And you're only really talking about three topics.
Three topics the whole time.
But then on a regular show, you would probably condense those topics, right?
Yeah, in the regular show, I'll do like 25 jokes quicker.
Sure.
So, but sure. It's made me a better comic. I get more laughs per minute on the adult show. The PG show, it's still a great show. It's clean. It's likable. It's fun. You get to really know me and a PG show. You get it? But it's not like, oh my God, I pee in my pants.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That's what I like.
That's what I like too.
Yeah.
Rapid fire.
Yeah. I become almost like an alt comic on the PG show. You know what I'm talking about? Like very like, oh, you know? A low, slow.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
I did a show for kids one time.
Yeah.
This place called Gutty's.
Uh-huh.
I had to do 30 minutes rated G.
Wow.
There's no drinking. It's like a Chuck E. Cheese kind of thing. So there's adults and then there's little kids that are like 4 or 5 years old, 10, whatever. Bro, when I watch that tape, it blows me away. It almost makes me go, that's what I kind of need to be all the time.
Yeah.
Because when I was playing for kids, I became more animated.
Yeah.
Because the jokes were now not only what I was saying, it's also how animated I was. Yeah. Because being animated to kids makes them laugh.
Silly. You gotta be silly. Silly, funny.
Really silly.
Yeah.
Like a child almost.
You become a kid.
And then when I watch it, I'm like, it's actually better, bro.
Yeah. You're likable. It's very AGT-ish. America's Got Talent.
Yeah, but it's also like I noticed, like, even the I did like the TSA bit, right? And then in the TSA bit, when I realized he's not doing his job, typically I go, that guy's not doing his fucking job, right? But in the thing, you feel me wanting to say fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't say it, and it made the bit better. Yeah. Does that make sense?
He's doing his freaking job.
Yeah, not even freaking. I'm like, this guy's not doing his job, you know? But like the way it was.
Yeah, and the parents know what you're saying, but the kids don't know.
Yeah, but it's not even about that. It's about how my facial expression was.
Okay.
Because I was holding it in.
Yeah.
It made it more real.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to learn from that shit too, man. Like doing clean shit, man. But it just scares me to be able to do 45 minutes only doing three topics. I feel like I'm going to bore the fuck out of people, bro.
I mean, you'd be surprised, man. You'll add so many different layers to it. Like I talk about my ex-wife, my new wife, back to my ex-wife, compare my kids. It just, you get down this rabbit hole, man. And you live in the joke. I start telling comics, when you live in a joke, you can grow, spread your wings and peel the onion and get deeper into it and find new material. I'm not saying it's all going to be freaking wow, I'm amazed, but you're going to get through it and you're going to become a better comic. And you're going to remember, you're going to watch that tape, write that joke, and then maybe you can get that little piece and put it in an adult version. And
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah, it's true. I've done that.
So like I said, I treat these cruise ships like an open mic. Right now I'm voted in a Carnival Cruise has 297 comedians. I'm in top 20.
Damn.
Top 20. They just told me.
You mean the corporation rates you?
The corporation rates you. So right now I'm working all the big ships. So like right now I fly into a port like and I do like a I'll work like a 2 days only on a cruise ship versus comedians that are on there for like 7 days. They fly me in, I do five shows one day, five shows the next day, and they fly me out. That's how dope it is.
That's great.
It's great.
You don't have to stay on there.
No, it's good money. It's make a lot. Imagine you perform for 2 days. You made 10,000 people.
10,000.
Yeah, my followers have gone up. I have people coming to see me. It's just good, man. People talk a lot of crap about the cruise ship comics, but it's not what it used to be. Honestly, they're putting a lot of good comedians on. And it's a great way to get stage time, learn, grow.
And it's a great way to learn how to try to write clean.
Yeah, and you're performing for people from all over the world.
Yeah.
You know? You get people from everywhere. So you can't just do L.A. jokes.
No.
You can't do L.A. references. You can't do Mexican references. No. You got to do something universal.
General.
Yeah, and I'm going up there and I'm crushing.
Are you taping them?
I tape all of them, yeah. So it's just great. And I'm even performing for I'm talking about children up to 70, 80 years old.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's all over the place. So it's good.
How do you get in there, bro?
I got in by through the pandemic. So when COVID happened, comedy clubs are closed. I'm hustling, bro. I'm trying to make money. Keith Ross Nelson hits me up and goes, hey, man, I'm doing cruise ships. I go, oh, why? And he goes, they're looking for comedians. Would you want to do it? I said, man, I've tried in the past, but they want me to type out my set. I don't know if I have the time. I don't know if I have three different 45-minute sets, blah, blah, blah. I was telling that to myself. And that's the worst thing you do as a person. Don't tell yourself you can't do something. When you put that energy out, you're not going to be able to do anything, bro.
I'm the same way.
Never.
I'm the same way.
So I stopped doing that as of that day. I go, I can do whatever I want. So I said, you know what? I can do this. I will. So the cruise agent hits me up. He goes, hey, man, send me some tapes. So I immediately go to the Laugh Factory page. I had like 10, 15 clips up there. A lot of views. Send him whatever I have. Send all to him. He goes, all right, good stuff. He's like, you think you could do two shows clean? I go, two shows? Yeah, I could do two shows clean. He's like, squeaky clean, performing for a priest and for a kid. You can do that? I go, yeah. So I said, perfect. I went on a ship New Year's Eve 2021. New Year's Eve 2021 on a cruise ship. It's COVID restrictions. You couldn't walk around the ship. You had to wear a mask. You had to perform, go back to your room. It's really depressing. Kind of like prison. I'm doing the cruise ship. I asked the other comic for advice. He's a veteran comedian. And I go, hey, man, I heard you're like the veteran, bro. Like, I need advice you can give me my first time. And he's like, man, do what you got to do, man. He was angry, mean to me, because he thought this new guy is going to take up his dates. That's what his mentality was. Turns out that guy got COVID, right? So now someone has to fill in his shoes, his shows. So now Carl reaches out to me. Can you do more shows? And I said, yeah, I could do more shows. So my first cruise ship, I was only supposed to do like five shows. I ended up doing eight shows. All right. I did five different shows. Right there, I got promoted on my first week on Carnival Cruise. They put me in a bigger ship.
That's amazing. Just because you showed up.
I showed up. They needed
someone.
And you
saved their ass.
Other comedian had COVID. I filled in his shows and I got all this love. And then they kept bringing me back. And then Norwegian Cruise Line found out about me. They hit me up and now I'm doing Norwegian Cruise Line. And it's just, that's how it is, bro. It's just putting out that energy, bro, and believing you could do it and doing it. Now I'm doing cruise ships. I'm touring the country. And
congrats, bro.
Here with you.
I know, right? Fucking, yeah, with me.
I love it.
What the fuck, man? I just can't even fucking imagine. So are you doing, you got to have the different sets because you're performing for the same people.
On Norwegian, sometimes you got to do literally completely different sets every night. Completely.
Because the same people are watching.
Same front row. Because some people go on the cruise ships for the comedy. Just for the comedy.
Wow.
There's the comedy lovers. There's the food lovers. And then there's the nightclub life. Well, mainly the number one thing besides like the excursions is comedy. So everyone comes for comedy. What I like about Carnival is that every show has a theme, has a name. So I have Jack's Comedy Party. You don't be whack, be Jack. You don't know Jack. And then I have two other names. I forgot what they are. So people go to that show thinking it's the same. They know it's the same material. So with Carnival, I'll do five different shows, but you kind of have a little cheat sheet. You know, you have to try to remember what you said on each show. So that's one thing I had to force myself to learn, bro.
You have to do callbacks.
I had to remember what I said. So I would make index cards of like to memorize like studying. Okay, this show is this set. Like I would have different five, and then now I'm doing it as a routine. Now I have it.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. But it's hard, bro. Like it was so hard. Like for a while, I'm like, oh my god, can I really do this?
That's fucking stressful.
But yeah, but it made me a better comedian. Now when I go on any stage, bro, I'm not afraid of anybody. Like I'll follow Bill Burr. I'll follow anybody. Like because I have the material.
You got the confidence.
I have the confidence, the material, and I know how to switch gears now in a room. I can walk into a room where it's a bunch of kids or adults or young people or old people. Armenians, Mexicans, black, white, whatever it is, I've been in those situations, you know? And that's why I feel like it's made me a stronger comedian working these cruise ships, you know?
But I want to get on a cruise ship right now, bro. You got to be pumped,
you want to do it? Let's go.
You got to be – how do I do it?
You want to be a cruise ship comic?
What?
You have three different half hours?
No.
Okay, well, when you get three, I'll get you on a ship.
I mean, I can get three. The thing is, but it can't be political.
You okay, so –
You can't be political. You can't talk political. About anything like that in the world or anything like that. It's got to be.
You can't talk about
drugs,
sex.
Yeah.
You can't talk about drugs, sex, politics. Yeah, it's pretty hard.
Yeah.
But you can do it, man. Think about it. You like you said, you add 1 minute to every joke.
No, I can do it. I just got to do it. That's the thing. Yeah. I got to get my mindset into doing that, bro.
Yeah, do it.
Right now, I'm just gearing up to try to get this hour that I have. Mm-hmm. And thanks for the spot, bro.
Yeah, man.
June 2nd?
I think it's June 2nd.
June 2nd, I'll be at the Ha Ha Comedy Club, everybody, doing my first hour in L.A. June 2nd. Friday, June 2nd, Ha Ha Comedy Club. If you're in L.A., come watch me do my first hour in L.A. I might even record it, bro.
You should record it.
No, I mean, like, I'm going to hire some people to, like, actually really record it.
You have to record it.
Aliens.
Aliens. What about them?
They're here.
Of course they are. They've been here.
How do you feel about it?
I want to meet one.
Are you scared at all?
I mean,
have you heard about the shit?
What? What
the
shit?
The sightings and...
I mean, they've been saying that since I was a kid.
Yeah, but forget that. I mean, we've all been saying that, but now the Pentagon is saying it.
I know. But...
That don't scare you, bro?
I don't know. I don't know what to feel. I feel like they're like crocodiles. Have you seen one?
Have you been on TV? I've seen one on TV, bro. I've seen alligators, though.
I've seen... Okay. I mean, they're not dinosaurs. They're out there, but I feel like... Aliens probably only come out at night.
And apparently they only come out where the fucking rednecks are.
Because there's no city lights. There's no buildings. I think aliens are afraid of Hollywood. I think aliens are going to like where there's tornadoes and shit.
Why?
Why is there tornadoes? Maybe think about that. Are we getting back to conspiracy again?
Let's go. Let's talk about it.
So think about it, maybe tornadoes aren't real tornadoes. They're freaking spaceships coming down super fast. Right? And they're just crashing in. It's just like a drunk. It's a drunk alien.
That's their exhaust.
Yeah.
That's their muffler.
And it's just crashing into buildings. And they go, oh, shit, he's drunk. And they go, beam him out of here.
That's fucking hilarious, bro. Fuck, bro. I don't know, man. To me, I'm like, I'm giddy about it. Like, cause you've heard about the shit.
Yeah.
About like how there's no propulsion system on these systems on these ships. Have you heard about
that? What do you mean there's no propulsion?
So this is the thing that's okay. This is the thing that's crazy. Okay. Albert Einstein, before he died, said that he stumbled across a mathematical algorithm. His math said that he found out that time is fabric. It's like a fabric is what he said. And it can be bent and twisted. And he said he found out that gravity is what does it. Okay. Then he told people, he goes, if we can in the future find some type, if we develop a system where we can check the Earth's gravity on the side of, on the cusp of our atmosphere, he said that you will see that there's going to be a curvature in space time. Because he says gravity bends time, okay? He died. Nobody believed him. Years later, they developed that thing. They measured it. Fuck, he's right, dude. There's a curvature in space-time. He was so right that algorithm is in our GPS system. The satellite that sits outside of the Earth cannot find us on the planet because the curvature in space-time changes time so much. So even though it thinks that you're here, because time is... contorted with gravity, you're actually just a little bit off. And if we didn't have that mathematical algorithm, the satellites won't be able to find us. So wow. Einstein was right. And what he said
was... What if Einstein was an alien?
He might be a fucking alien, but the guy was too smart. Okay? How the fuck does these people like think of this stuff? And this is what's crazy. So he fucking said, and you probably saw this in the movie Interstellar. He goes, if we can harness gravity in a machine, we should be able to bend space-time. And we should be able to travel from point A to point B without moving the vehicle. Meaning that instead of going from here to the haha, you can take the gravity system and bend space-time and bring the haha to you.
What the fuck?
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, that's all the shit that he said. Then you got this guy named Bob Lazar. Back in the 80s, he blew the whistle and said, I used to work at Area 51. They're working on a gravity propulsion system that they retrieved from an alien spaceship, and they hired me to try to reverse engineer it. Nobody believed him. Then all of a sudden, the government kept fucking with him.
We killed him.
No, he's still alive. 10 years later, this documentary guy does a documentary on Netflix about Bob Lazar, right? As soon as that thing comes out, the Pentagon right away goes... The footage that came out years ago of our fighter pilots following a UFO, we're now declassifying it and we're letting everybody know this is a UFO. We don't know what
that
it
came
is.
Out in 2020, right?
Yes.
Why would that come out during the pandemic? You don't think that's kind of weird? Like that's kind of weird. Like you believe in all this? What they say? They're trying to keep us busy.
Sure. They're always trying to do that.
They're trying to distract us.
Yeah. Kind of like what the news does. Something important happens, but they want to talk about Britney Spears or some fucking, Amber, whatever. Okay, so then Joe Rogan right away gets the fighter pilot that was on that plane that followed the thing, and he gets him on there, and that guy gets on there and goes, dude, I don't know what I saw. He goes, it had no propulsion system. It's moving and there's no heat signature. We don't know how it's moving. And then what's crazy is they got it recorded doing things that nothing that we have can do. They recorded it going from like 80,000 feet above sea level, and then it showed up 1 foot above sea level and then half a second.
Wow.
And here's another thing. It was actively jamming their radar. Not only that, it knew where they were going. So for example, they were already on their way to this meetup point, the jets were, and then the guy on the radio comes up and goes, hey, that thing is waiting for you at your place, at the spot that you guys are at.
Wow.
So it like disappeared, and then it showed up right where they're supposed to be.
So it stole their GPS.
What?
It hacked into their GPS.
It hacked into everything.
Wow.
And then new videos came up. They're finding it's going in the air, and then it's also going underwater, and then it's coming back up in the air.
Wow.
It's blowing everybody's mind away. Canada just shot down something that was flying in their airspace.
Really?
Yeah. The United States just shot a couple. It's fucking popping up everywhere.
So you think they're coming for trouble?
There's a lot of theories.
It goes underneath the water too?
Yeah. So there's a lot of theories now. This is what's...
But you want to trip out? When I'm on the cruise ships, all the times I hear, boom.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I go, what the fuck was that? And then they go, spaceship.
The joke. No.
The workers. They say that as a joke, but that's fucking...
So now people think that either they are from another planet, or here's another thing. They might be from underwater. That we might have a civilization, an advanced civilization, living way down in the depths of the earth.
Really?
That we don't even fucking know about.
Apparently. Underwater.
So I don't know. Like now,
I mean, you think of all these movies coming out. Like what was that movie came out? Pacific Rim, remember? There was monsters.
What was that about?
There was freaking...
The monsters that were in the water. Yeah.
So that's... Like, haven't you noticed that every movie that comes out, there's got to be some truth to it. Those aren't just really creative writers, don't you think?
Well, I think they derive from something that's true, you know? Like the lost city of Atlantis.
Yeah.
They found it.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
It's in Africa.
No way.
Yeah.
It's not lost no more.
It's not lost no more. So we found it, and now, bro, we're finding out so much shit.
It's underwater?
No. It's not underwater. But it used to be.
Okay. Oh, now the water's low.
And now the water receded, and now we can actually see it.
Shut up.
Bro, I'm telling you right now, man, there's so many things that are fucking coming together. And then what's even crazy is that you have this guy named Graham Hancock, who's a journalist, and he's trying to debunk the idea that the Egyptian pyramids were only 2,000 years ago, because not too long ago, they found water erosion. They dug up some more, and under the bottom of the Sphinx, they saw water erosion.
Oh, wow.
And if they found water erosion under the Sphinx, that means it dates it back 10,000, 15,000 years ago.
So that means, wow.
So now he's trying to say that we need to do more research, because we may have been here a lot longer. And his theory is human beings a long time ago were far advanced like we are, but then a giant like volcano blew up, eradicated everything, and then we had to start from ground zero.
Wow.
And the idea is that religion is really the people that survived, and then trying to piecemeal all the old information that they remember from back in the day.
So that's why everything's happening again.
I don't know, dude. It's fucking...
Wow, that's crazy,
it's
bro.
It's tripping me the fuck out, bro.
Now you smoke weed a lot.
Yeah. I'm not high right now, though.
Bro, you're making me feel high right now.
It's the cat.
Dude, it's the cat. My eyes are so close.
No, I can't.
Right now, it says... Right now, you're on the screen. It goes, do you want to watch the next episode?
So I don't know, bro. I'm excited about it, and I'm also kind of scared.
I mean...
You know, it's like... The other thing is that, like, what if it's just another distraction? What if it's the United States government has developed this insane fucking technology?
And they're just testing it out.
And they're testing it out, and they're pretending that we don't know what it is.
Yeah.
That's very possible, 100%. Too, bro.
I believe that more than anything.
Yeah, but at the same time, every physicist and scientist today says it's impossible today for us to have that technology. Impossible.
For us, but China is so advanced. The Chinese, man... They're advanced.
They're advanced at stealing everything.
They're advanced at everything, bro. They invented the free sample.
Did they?
Yeah,
that's
man.
Hilarious. The free sample. Shut the, you got to flip it around. I think that's why you got it backwards. That's the wire is supposed to be on the left side. That's probably why it's not fitting right.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. Yeah, much better. So I don't know, man. To me, that fucking shit just excites.
That's
the fuck
crazy,
out of me, bro.
That's scary. You know what's funny? That thinking about all this stuff, this is another thing you made me worry about. Like as I got older, like when I was a kid, man, I didn't worry about anything. I just played, had fun. But now I'm always worrying about what if this happens? What if that happens?
Did you have kids?
I have kids, bro. Like, I'm so scared.
How many kids you have?
I want to live long, bro, and live a long time. And you always just hear these crazy things happen. I have two that I made and adopted two, so I have four.
Oh, wow. What?
Four kids, yeah.
You adopted two kids?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
My girl's kids, yeah. I claim they're my kids, yeah.
Oh, okay. But it's her kids.
It's her kids. But
so you didn't adopt them.
Well, I mean, they're stepfather. They live with me, and I pay for everything, so I could adopted them.
You're a stepfather, bro.
I'm a stepfather.
You try to upgrade yourself. Like, oh, I was such a good guy. I adopted these African babies.
Stepfather, I guess, yeah.
But, yeah, if I had kids, I'd be fucking worried too, bro.
But yeah, man, it's crazy. Like, I'm always very thankful to come home after a long trip, the road, come back. And I'm always like freaking out about stuff. Like, you know, like you see the stuff in the news and then now with this aliens thing, it's even scarier, bro. Now I'm going to YouTube that shit.
Bro, it's a fucking giant rabbit hole. You will have no freaking idea, man. Like to me, it's like, I mean, they also think it could be, if they're able to bend time, it could be future humans.
What do you mean?
Humans in the future. That have figured out time travel and they're coming back to see and maybe manipulate the future.
Wow.
And a lot of other ideas of they're probably not manned. They're probably just drones. So these aliens, whatever they're sending, they're probably just sending drones. There's probably nobody in it.
Future humans.
Yeah, that's the other idea.
It's crazy.
The other day, they could be future fucking humans, bro.
They just did a movie about that, didn't they? They do a movie about that?
They're always doing movies about that. But to me, what's scary is that fucking, it's just when you pinpoint to Einstein, time is fabric. We can bend it with gravity.
How did he know that?
Because but what's crazy with these scientists, bro, they use math as the language. They use complex math and the math will give them the answers. I don't know how. I'm not smart enough.
That's fucking crazy.
I don't understand. I mean, they found the God particle. Do you know about the God particle?
No.
So there is, in science, you have theorists and you have the experimentalists.
How do you know all this stuff?
Because I read. I like reading about science and shit like that. I was reading this book and then I watch a lot of shit. So this is
why you wanted me to lean back. I'm like, we're gonna get deep, bro.
But hold on, this is the thing that trips me the fuck out, bro. How these people use math. So a theorist came up with the mathematical equation. You got to think of a theorist as sort of like the loopy artist of scientists. They're crazy. They're weird. Okay. They know how to speak with numbers. This one guy back in the 50s said his mathematical equation says that we're missing a particle. That there's a particle that glues everything together. And he called it the God particle.
Okay.
Okay. And there's only one way to find out if the God particle exists is you got to create a big bang.
All
right. And then in there you can measure it, right? So the guy creates the theory. Fucking 6 years ago, they built this giant system that spans three countries. It's a big tube. It's called the Higgs boson particle collider. Have you heard of this?
No, I haven't heard any of this shit.
Okay. Multiple scientists from the world. It's like a movie, bro. And what they do is they got two tubes. And the tubes are so big, bro, it spans a couple of countries, okay? And it goes in a circle. They take an electron and they shoot it in one direction. And they take a proton and they shoot it in the other direction. And they let them spin until they get to the speed of light. It takes maybe like a year.
Uh-huh.
They let that thing spin. And then finally the system's like, all right, these particles are now traveling at the speed of light. Then they all get in front of their machine and they join the tubes together so the particles will collide. And when the particles collide, it creates a mini big bang. And then their measurement system found the God particle. The guy was right.
Wow.
They found the God particle.
Are we going to be murdered because we know this information?
No, bro. It's out there. So to me, it's just like, and then I have this other theory, bro. A lot of people are like, stop running the experiments. Because every time you're doing it, you're like ripping the fabric of space-time.
Yeah.
So some people now are theorizing that every time they do that thing, it's blending in multiverses.
Oh, like that, like freaking Marvel.
So the idea that a lot of people are saying, we need to stop doing that, and then so we're kind of crazy. As soon as they started firing that up, we got Trump as president, aliens are showing up, all this fucking crazy fucking
COVID.
Shit. COVID. So I don't know, bro.
That's crazy.
I geek out about shit like that.
You tripped me out, bro.
Am I scaring you?
A little bit. That's why you smoke so much. You're fucking stressing yourself out. You're like, fucking aliens.
If we're going to die, bro, I might as well fucking enjoy myself. You know? So how did you grow up, bro?
How did I grow up?
How was it? Were you like a troublemaker and shit?
I was. Nah, I mean, I became kind of bad when I was 18. Not bad. I was just hung around the wrong crowd. I was very into Hollywood, bro. I wanted to be Hollywood king. I wanted to be in the scene, bro. I wanted to be bottle service, nightclub promoter. I wanted to be around girls all the time.
Yeah.
Studio 54, doing coke off of girls' tits. Like, yeah. That's the kind of guy I wanted to be, bro.
No shit.
I wanted to be Scarface, dude. I wanted that life.
You're like every brown guy that's 18 years old.
So when I was 18 years old, I had a fake ID. I used to go to the nightclubs, bottle service. I would lie. I would carry around my dad's business cards, Jack Gasadurian, comedy club owner.
That's awesome, bro.
Same name.
And did it work?
It worked. A lot of places. Like, oh, I got like a VIP a lot of places. And I go, Google me. And then that was it, man. It was girls, sex, drugs, rock and roll, bro. That's what it was.
You partied hard, huh?
Partied hard, bro. I was hanging out with the LMFAO, Jersey Shore guys.
No shit.
Yeah, man. Fucking.
You were also a club promoter?
I started promoting clubs because like I would go there so much. And it got to a point where I'm a hustler, bro. I'm like, I don't want to keep spending fucking $1,000 every night, every time I come out. Like, how can I get a table, the girls, the drugs, the vibe for free?
Mm.
So I would think that. I was like 19, 20. No, I was 21 now. And then I'm like, what does that guy do? He's here all the time. So I found out what he does. He's a promoter. He would bring 25 girls to the club. The club would give him a free bottle for the girls, and he had the table. And that's what it was. I said, so he makes no money. He goes, he does make money if he sells tables to people. So I said, I don't really care about money. I just want the table. So I would start bringing 25 girls, and then I became a promoter. I would promote clubs.
Did you make money?
After a while, I started making money, but I wasn't even in it for the money. I was in it for the fucking girls. You just a party for free. Party for free.
And have that status.
Had that status. And walk in the huge line of supper club.
I've been to supper club.
Playhouse. Just
supper club was the shit.
Playhouse, supper club, dude. Eden, fucking Element. So many clubs, bro. True. Dre's. When Dre's was here on the W Hotel,
yeah,
I was there all the time. I was like 24, 25, 26.
Were you living it up?
That's when I was living it up. Were you living it up? Living it up, bro. Living it up.
Were you getting a lot of girls and stuff?
I was just newly divorced, bro. I met my girl at a club. I met my baby mom at a club.
Big new bad. Never pick up a girl from a club.
Yeah. So then I was party guy, bro. I was partying, doing fucking Molly, coke.
And did your parents have any say in this? They didn't give
a shit? No, they didn't give a shit because I moved out when I was 18. I used to sell cell phones in the mall, did the whole thing. And then
you didn't want to do anything in comedy then?
Nothing. I started DJing. I was DJing too.
Yeah, were you good?
That was a good DJ.
Were you good?
That was very good.
You couldn't beat mix?
But yeah, I was good. And then I started working. Then there wasn't no money in that though. It was just weddings and birthdays is bullshit. I wasn't going to be Tiesto. I wasn't going to be that guy. Then I found out my buddy worked at a strip club. And I go, oh, is there money in that? He goes, yeah, man. It's the girl. And it's the whole thing. It's the nightlife. It's bottle service. It's the girls. It's the whole thing. And now you're the guy in charge, bro. You're running the show.
This is where?
This is at the strip club. I was like 20, 26, 20 years old. I don't know. I forgot when I was. A long time. I did it off and on. And then that's when it was dope. That's when I was like making money. I was making about $1,000 a night. Just making, damn, I was killing it. Doing that. Yeah, that's right, guys. I'm back to back action. Oh, yeah, hell
no. Yeah. No, dude, don't do that fucking voice. Yeah, that's
right.
Bro.
She's loving it, doing it, and bumping it and grinding. Get that private side.
Why do you got to do that voice?
I don't know why. But yeah, did that. And then I took that money, opened up. It's just the whole thing, bro. I was like off and on. I was like party guy. Party, party, party. That's all I wanted to do. I'd be at a nightclub every night. Monday would be at Bootsy Bella's. Tuesday, Supper Club. Wednesday, Dre's. Thursday, Playhouse.
It didn't wear out on
Friday,
you?
Friday, Dre's.
It didn't like...
Saturday, Sunday, a rooftop party. Like, bro, it was like a routine every week.
You
every
were so night. Young. You could
just, I was so young,
you
bro.
Could deal with it.
Drink, get fucked up.
Wake up, no problem.
New girls, sleep over my house, big party. That's how it was, man. It was that night. It was that life, bro. It was that life. It was a crazy life.
That sounds like, exciting,
it seems like
bro.
So long ago.
Do you miss it?
No, I don't miss it at all. I don't miss it at all. It was just, it was bullshit. Like, I don't, I see, I still talk to some people from Facebook. Like, we're still friends, but I'm looking at them now. Like, I was actually talking to a friend of mine who's a DJ, Carlo Astuti. He's in Europe right now. He invited me to a club. He's like, hey, bro, I'm coming back to the States April 26th. He's performing at, I forget where, but he's a famous DJ. And I go, yeah, I don't think I'm going to make it.
Bro. Yeah. You don't want anything part of that no
nah,
more.
Man,
huh?
Right now, I'm in a new life right now, bro. Like, I'm I got a second chance at life as being a father. And my son lives with me. I'm with my girl. We're settled down. I'm enjoying diapers, watching Blue's Clues. You know, I'm enjoying that. I have my coffee in the morning, podcasting with you, writing jokes, going home. Like, normally I used to do shows, bro. When I first started doing comedy and I was trying to get girls.
How long did you start?
It's 14 years now. I started doing comedy and the whole goal was to impress a girl. Because I was married, I'm newly divorced, right? So I was trying to get girls and I was still partying, doing drugs. It was dark, bro. It was really dark. And I'm finally out of that life, you know, and it feels good.
What's the best pickup line that you used to use? Do you have a good pickup line?
I remember I used my ex-girlfriend. I said, I'm kind of a big deal. Google me. This is before Anchorman. he says it in that movie.
That's right.
I did that in like 2006, 2007.
Did you take it from the movie?
No, this is before the movie.
Before the movie, yeah.
Or another one, if I want to make a girl laugh, she looks kind of girly. Ah, I go, if you were a booger, I'd pick you first.
That's fucking hilarious.
It's cute.
Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah. But
and
man,
then all you do is just make them laugh, and then you just try to like use that as an icebreaker.
Yeah. Or just going up to a girl, man, it's all about confidence and personality, bro.
It is.
You don't really have to. You don't have to be handsome as fuck. You know, I'm not handsome as fuck. I mean, but I.
You are handsome, bro.
You're handsome.
Thank you.
But I would pull girls, and it was like almost like it wasn't. It was almost like a competition between my friends, the guys I was hanging around with at the time. We all wanted to, you know, be around girls.
Yeah,
that's all it was, man. Every night we'd go out.
Yeah,
we'd sleep in all day.
Yeah.
You know, and then we go do a show and then we'd go out to a bar or a club and try to get girls and not even just to have sex with them, just to be around them.
Yeah.
Talk to them, go out to eat, drink, and just stack up phone numbers and that's it. And then the next night, call the girl from last week and then just build numbers. And now I'm showing up this nightclub as a promoter. I'm bringing 40 freaking beautiful women because these girls want to get free drinks. I want to get a free table. We're using each other. You know? It's a crazy life, bro. I feel like I lived so many lives.
Yeah, me too, bro.
So many fucking lives, bro.
Me too, bro. I fucking lived a lot, but I can picture you being a fucking club promoter, bro. But that does sound fucking fun, man. To me, man, it's just like when it comes to fucking hitting on women, bro. Like pickup lines are not the thing that fucking works for me, bro. It's usually my personality.
Yeah, yeah.
But the pickup line is fun if you can like hit them with something really quick.
Something stupid,
you know. My favorite thing is the
I like my, like a dude, Darren Carter. I like my woman, like my.
yeah. Darren Carter. I should get Darren Carter on here, bro.
Yeah.
I love Darren Carter, man.
He totally do it.
That guy's he's like a kid forever.
He's a kid.
It doesn't seem like he has.
I wrote a joke for him. He started doing it. He goes on stage. He goes, I look like Jeff Bezos. I said, you look like Jeff Bezos.
That's fucking hilarious.
He does it now.
Is he you? That's funny, bro. Yeah. Darren, there's no comedian like Darren Carter.
Yeah.
You know who else is a fucking comedian that I think that's like really, really funny and nobody, there's nobody like him? McQueen.
Jackson McQueen.
Huh?
Jackson McQueen.
Yeah. Bro.
He's brilliant.
That guy kills me, bro. Yeah. He kills me, man.
So funny.
He stretches out the joke with facial expressions. Right? And then you forget the setup, and then when the punchline comes, you're like, God damn it, I forgot that's what we were talking about.
I can't date you. Because you a bitch.
Yeah, bro. Fucking A, man. Yeah.
What's up with you, bro, though? What's your goal? How, when did you start doing these reels? What motivated you? What gets you going?
Bro, just seeing everybody else doing it.
Yeah?
Just seeing everybody else doing it. And then my buddy Ahmed Al-Qadri, who's another Yemeni comic, he blew up on TikTok. And
Tell me about Yemen, bro.
I don't know shit about Yemen.
You don't? Okay, never mind.
I've never been there.
All right.
I've never been there. My family was born in Indonesia.
Shut up.
Yeah. It's weird. I speak Indonesian.
Shut up.
Yeah.
No way.
I speak Indonesian.
That's fucking
Whenever
crazy.
I go visit family, I go to Indonesia. My great-grandfather, bro, he had like six wives.
Indonesians look like Filipinos, don't they?
Kind of. It's very close.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very, very close. Yeah, kind of. Except, you know, Filipinos got asses because they got Latino genes.
Yeah,
you
they do.
You know what I mean? Those are the Asians with booties, bro.
Asian with booties.
I fucking love it, man.
My wife's Filipino.
Is she?
Yeah.
100%?
Filipino Portuguese.
That's what I was saying. She didn't look Filipino at all. No.
She has her papers.
Yeah? How did you meet her?
High school.
Oh, you've known her since high school.
We dated in right after high school. I dated her best friend in high school. So we were together 19, 20, 21, and then we broke up. I went and was a fucking savage. And then I had a baby mama, and then she did her thing, and then she came back to me 9 years later.
And then was she just reconnected?
Like,
did you make the move on her?
She made the move on me both times. The first time, and then the first time we were 19. And then we went on a date. No, no, we didn't go on a date. This is when I wasn't even a comedian. I was producing comedy shows. I took Butch Bradley, Ruben Paul, and Butch Bradley and Ruben Paul to Santa Barbara. I was doing a room called Q's Bar. I paid Butch Bradley, Ruben Paul. I didn't have a car at the time because I was partying and I had an impound that I forgot what happened. So I called Phoebe. I said, "You think I could borrow your car?" She goes, "You can't borrow, but I'll take you." We're just friends. We're from high school. I dated her best friend. We're just friends.
So I said, "You never dated her before?"
No, we were just friends. So we went, we came, and then she said till the day, she goes, "I don't know, you're just so like," she goes, "You were so like," because this is what happened. We hung out the whole time. Dinner, we played pool. We had food, drinks, blah, blah, blah. Dropped off the comedians, then she dropped me off at home. And then she texts me when I went inside. She goes, "That's it?" I go, "What do you mean, that's it?" So she wanted me to kiss her. So I didn't know that. So I went back and I kissed her. That night.
Damn, she made the moves quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh?
But then she goes, I go, what? I thought we were just friends. And she goes, "I don't know what it was, but that night you were just turned me on. Like, you were so like, those guys are older than you and you were running the show. You were in charge. You were very like the man, you know?"
She liked that.
She liked that I was like a fucking boss.
Yeah, you are a boss.
Yeah, thanks, man. And then, we broke up, didn't work out 3 years later. And then now I'm 31 years old. 31 years old, 10 years later, almost 10 years later, she finds that I'm doing comedy. And she goes, she comes to my show, and I see her, and all these feelings come back. And then she hit on me again. And I go, "What's up?"
Dude,
and then
I had her, bro.
I had a girlfriend at the time, 4 years with her.
I like her, bro.
And then I left Monica for Phoebe, got back with Phoebe. And I've been with her ever since.
So you mean to tell me, like, as soon as she hit on you, you broke up?
Oh, she's the only girl that I've ever cared about. Like that. Only girl.
What did it, bro?
I don't know, man. She's just perfect, bro. Like, she makes me want to be a better person, bro.
That's amazing.
She makes me believe that I can do anything.
Yeah. Fuck, I need a woman like
that,
bro.
She makes me feel like I can do anything. She always is supportive. She cooks, cleans. She's like, she loves my family.
Does she work?
Doesn't work.
So she's a housewife.
She did work at the Haha. She was running the club for a while, but now with the baby, she doesn't work at all. But she went to college. She has a degree in human resources, like management. Like she's like such a good person, bro. Just genuine,
the
real.
The fact that she hit on you, bro.
Yeah, she hit on me, bro.
Twice.
I told her that
didn't even bother you.
No,
because you're not one of those guys.
No,
you're not one of those guys. Was like, "Wait a minute, what are you doing? What are you?"
No, it was weird because like, well, I knew she was the one when she came back the second time, and my mom, I go, "Mom, look who it is." She came to the Haha, and my mom goes, "My mom hates everybody." But when she saw her, she goes, "What took you so long?"
Your mom scares me, bro.
My mom said, "What took you so long?"
To her.
I was like, "Damn,
she likes her."
Yeah,
that's great, bro.
Yeah.
Damn, she hit on you, bro. I like it. I like it when a girl's like that. I don't mind, bro. I'm not old school like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. She actually told me, too. She goes, "I don't know what this is. Don't break up with your girlfriend." Like, I go, what? I go, so you don't want this, that to happen? And there's, no, I'm just kidding. She goes, yeah. like she was just like, it was so right, bro. She's perfect.
And then how long after you guys got together, you married her?
We're not even married. Like, we're literally, we both divorced.
Yeah.
So we both wear rings.
Oh, she was married before, right?
Yeah. We both wear rings. I bought her a ring. She bought me a ring.
But oh, she bought you a ring?
Yeah, she bought me a ring.
Oh, damn,
with bro. Diamonds.
What the fuck?
But what the weird thing is right now.
She's more of a man than I am.
We went to Daniel Weingarten's wedding recently. And we both, like, when they were saying their I do's, we both looked at each other in the wedding from the audience and we're like, I want that. And she's like, I want that too. So we're actually going to get married next year. Like, legit married.
You're going to do the license and everything?
Everything.
Doesn't that scare you, bro?
It does scare me, but...
The whole license thing scares the fuck out of me, bro.
I mean...
Like, I'll do the wedding. I'd rather not do the wedding. I'd rather just go on a crazy... Do you know what I mean?
I mean, I this girl's... She's the one.
Congrats, bro.
Yeah. We just had a kid together. She's good to my other kid, you know? It's a good relationship. It's healthy. Healthy.
I'm now getting to that point, bro, where I'm like...
You need a girl, bro.
I'm about to hang my player hat, bro.
Bro, you need... Bro, I'm walking in your house. You got Wolverine, Iron Man. You gotta get rid of that shit, bro.
Why do I gotta get rid of that?
Bro, come on. How old are you?
I'm old.
How old are you?
I'm old.
How old are you?
I'm old as fuck.
How old?
Yes.
How 41.
Older.
44.
Older.
Shut up. Are you 50?
Almost.
Oh my god! You know Ashoka has just turned 50.
Yes,
bro. When I saw that, I go, "What?"
He doesn't look like it, right?
I go, "I've been hanging out with a 50-year-old."
If you pick this up like that, like bring it up. There you go, and then bring, there you go. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Ashoka's 50, bro.
You're 49.
47.
Shit.
Wednesday, 47.
Wow! Happy birthday.
Yeah.
So you're 9 years older than me.
Uh huh.
Damn.
Oh, you're in your 40s?
I'm 37.
Oh, you're 37. Okay.
Turning 38 in May.
You look younger than that, bro.
Thank you, man.
Like, if you said you're 31, I would have believed it.
Thank you. Someone thought I was 21 at the cruise ship. I go,
they were trying to hook up with you. That's what it was.
Calm the fuck down.
They were trying to hook up with you, bro. That's why. Calm the fuck down. Don't lie to me, bitch.
No.
Bro, I need to. I think.
What do you like? But what kind of girls do you like?
Girls.
Any kind of girl?
I mean,
what,
like,
flavor?
Like, when it comes to, like, looks?
White, black, brown. What's your thing?
Okay. I mostly date white chicks.
White chicks.
The only reason why
is you're an American Marine.
No.
You like Texas barbecue.
Yeah, who doesn't? North Carolina barbecue is great too. No. I fucking, what was the question?
What kind of girls do you like?
Oh, I've dated white girls mainly because when I grew up in Detroit, a lot of the Arab girls were very hard to date.
Yeah, they want to get pregnant and married.
Well, no, but they fucking, the brothers will come jump you. Yeah, it was like impending danger.
It's the same thing.
It's hard to keep a heart out when you think her brothers could fucking jump you at any fucking second.
100%.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the white girls would always come and pick us up, hit on the Arab kids and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I just made this association where white girls were the easy way to get pussy and to hang out and have fun.
But now, what would you marry? You just said white girls are easy.
They are.
Okay, so that you wouldn't want to marry one of those.
I'm not saying all white girls are easy. I'm saying white girls are easy to deal with.
Yeah.
Because they don't have any cultural baggage.
Yeah.
They don't got to worry about their dad or whatever. As a matter of fact, you'll have sex with them in their house while their dad is watching TV and he knows it.
100%.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about.
Who is this girl?
Her name is Joy.
Joy to the world.
Yeah. But fucking now I'm just like at that point, bro. Like, I just hooked up with a girl last week.
You bring her back here?
Yeah.
And then you talk to her after the hook?
Yeah.
Did you bring her in the kitchen? Did she see your cat?
She saw my cat. She was allergic too.
See, bro, you gotta get rid of cats.
Yeah, but she wasn't allergic to the cat for some reason.
Cats are the anti-buzzy.
No.
And they are.
They are. It's a, yeah.
Cats are.
How?
Name any guy that has a cat that has a girlfriend. Thank you.
What are you talking about? Those guys that have cats have girlfriends.
Who? Go ahead. I'm waiting.
I can't think of anybody off the top of my head because I don't know
anybody that has a cat that has a girlfriend. I don't even know a girl that has a cat that has a boyfriend.
Bro, I've had a cat and I've had girlfriends. So what the fuck?
I wouldn't even have sex with girls sometimes because I would go to her house and there was a cat.
Well, that's because you're allergic.
That's what I'm saying. That's
not the cat's fault, the girl's fault. It's your parents' fault for giving you shitty genetics.
You have Wolverine and the Hulk.
How is this bad?
And then you have a Mexican thing in the background.
This is not Mexican, it's Arab.
whatever. It's a bull's
it's got
horn.
The Quran on it.
You got the Conan Barbarian statue behind your head.
You know what I'm saying, bro? Come on, man. Like, you really think this is bad?
It's very childish, yeah. But when you went to my apartment, bro, and I was 19, my apartment, all I would think of is when I bring a girl over, is she going to spend the night? That's how I decorated my room. That's how I had my house.
I never had a problem with girls.
I remember my bathroom was always clean. I remember I would put girly shit, scenting lotion and the shit the girls like. I was like, what would make them stay?
I don't want them to stay.
What would make them stay?
I want them to leave after. I want them to leave.
But that's how you don't find a girlfriend then. I guess I'm different. I always wanted a girlfriend. Now this cat thing's getting into my throat. Can I get some water?
Yeah.
The cat. I'm gonna keep talking. The cat is getting to my throat.
So wait a minute. You were saying that like you want the
girls. I mean,
to stay. I don't want the girls.
You don't want the girls to stay, but that's why you don't have a relationship right now.
Buddy, let me tell you something.
Do you have a girlfriend? Have you had a girlfriend? When was the last time you had a girlfriend?
The last I had a girlfriend, I broke up with her just before the lockdown ended. And you know, she was beautiful, and you know, she was beautiful. She fucking cooked. She cleaned. She liked picking up girls with me.
Okay, that's a red flag right there.
No, I love that.
I know that's good.
Ideally,
it's good for dating.
No, smashing. No,
but not for wifey.
No, I want that.
Bro, I know so many couples that were together like that, and now they're not together no more, bro.
Bro.
Because eventually...
I think it can be done. Because to me, I don't want an open relationship. I don't mind having guest stars.
That's hilarious.
Because I can't... I have FOMO. Like, I can't have my girl just out there getting dick, and then I'm just here playing video games. I can't do that.
Yeah.
I there's so many guys that can do that.
So you let her go fuck some dude along you're there?
No.
Oh.
No dudes.
Just girls.
Only girls, yeah. That's my ideal thing. So this girl was great in every way, bro. But she lies and she gaslights. You know what gaslighting is, right?
What?
Gaslighting is when they try to make you feel like you're the problem, not them.
Yeah.
They turn it back around on you.
Yeah.
You know? How do you build a relationship with somebody like that? You can't.
Yeah.
You can't. So like now I'm at a freaking point, bro. I think I've been a player for so fucking long.
Yeah, man. You can't get out of it.
It's like,
bro, you got to get out of it. Otherwise, you're gonna be 50 years old, with fucking whole jerking off to Spider-Man.
Wolverine gets
bro,
me hard.
I gotta post this picture real quick.
Come on, bro.
I have to.
Why?
It's funny.
What? How's it funny, bro?
To me, it's funny. I'm gonna watch it later. Be like, oh my god, yo, Mike from Detroit's wallpaper.
Come on, man.
He's looking for love, ladies. Please follow him right now. Follow him. That's his page. Let me tell you something. He has a good body. He's a good personality. He's funny, likable.
I have 15 rental properties.
15 rental properties, but he has Spider-Man in his wall. Would you date him? Yes or no? Yes or no?
Of course.
Let's do a poll.
Come on, bro.
I love it. Let's get you a – bro, if I get you a wife from one of my followers, I better be invited to the wedding.
Buddy, there's not going to be a wedding because I'm going to fuck it up. Bro, you really think I got to get rid of this?
Yeah. Can I put this poll?
Yeah. Do I really need to get rid of this?
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
You do.
See, I think it's great that, like, I'm a guy, right?
Yeah.
I handle my business.
You handle your business.
I got money.
You got money.
I got everything on lock.
Yeah.
Why can't I have...
It just... If I was a therapist, it would say, like, did you not have a toy when you were a child?
Shut. You know what? I did not.
You didn't. How did that make you feel?
You know what? That's very funny that you say that. Yeah, wow. You're fucking. Yeah. You know what it is? You know what it is? Is that my dad was so fucking strict.
Yeah, you were.
I never got to grow up.
Yeah, you never had to grow up. You're like Michael Jackson, bro. This is your Neverland. This is your Neverland wall.
There's no kids here, bro. Michael Jackson. Fuck you, bro.
The only kid is you right now. It's in your soul. Look at that. You have Iron Man, Captain America. Who's that?
Well, you fucking dress like a fucking 10-year-old boy right now. What the fuck are you talking about? Your shorts are riding up your fucking shit, bro.
Because you don't have a chair.
You look like a kid from an Oshkosh Bagosh commercial, bro. You know what I mean?
But I'm married.
Are those Bugle Boy jeans you're wearing?
You're killing me with this fucking cat.
Brother, I don't know, man. I think you're right. I think
you need to...
Get rid of this.
Get rid of that.
Really?
Yeah. I like that mirror, though. Like, look, if I had to analyze you, you do have good taste, bro.
I do.
You got paintings. You got the nice mirror. I love this mirror, by the way. I love that. I don't like this mirror. I love it.
It's IKEA.
Well, I don't like it that much.
I got to use it.
Don't tell nobody that.
Yeah, no. I should tell them it's Italian.
Yeah, you know what you get? Get some paint and just throw it on there a little bit and just...
Be like, it's an art piece.
Yeah, art piece.
Yeah. It's a good idea. Thank you.
I like it. I like the couch. I like it all.
Yeah, I think it's...
But this corner right here, it looks like you masturbate all day long here.
All day. I'm 47. I can't masturbate all day. I got one in me a day,
that's
bro.
That's so funny. It's adorable.
Fuck you, Jack.
I love you, bro. I'm busting your balls.
I know.
Are you DJ? I see DJ.
I just started. I didn't just. I did it about a couple years. I just brought it back out again. Is what I'm saying.
So you're making beats?
Not making beats. No, I'm mixing. I'm just. Honestly, I'm only doing it because
as a hobby.
As a hobby, because I think stand up. It's all about timing, and this is just another thing for me to exercise that timing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like if I was a musician, I think it would be perfect because music and comedy is the same, bro. Yeah. It's all about timing and bars and all that fucking shit. So I just do that to try to. Maybe one day I'll do a set. But right now, man, I'm just like learning how to beat mix.
You're a surfer too. You surf?
I tried surfing. I got to get rid of that.
That's dope. I'm the same way.
Did you try it?
No. My old apartment, my bachelor pad, I had a guitar on the corner with the guitar stand. And then I had a surfboard. And then I had golf clubs.
And you didn't play any of that shit?
I didn't do any of those. But every girl would be like... Oh my God, you surfing? I'm like, yeah.
So you really brought it just to impress the girls?
Yeah.
Hold on. You didn't buy the surfboard to try it? You didn't
Never
try it once?
I tried it once.
You bought it just to impress girls?
I got it at a garage sale. All three of them at a garage sale. It was across the street. I go, maybe I'll try it one day. And I never tried it, but it was in my house and it was just there. I remember one time this girl's like, play for me, play. So I grabbed the guitar and I just threw it in and I just started going, I just can't really play right now. You know? I need to be inspired right now. Let's have a drink.
Yeah, give me a blowjob. Give me some head. I'll make a song about this.
I remember, like I said, I used to have my apartment. I was a super douchebag, bro. I was super fucking dorky, you know?
You know, I've always picked up girls with just me.
Yeah.
I've never used my car. I've never used any type or whatever. It was always just me, and I never tried to change.
I mean, it was just me being stupid.
Yeah. The thing is, I get girls, Jack, that they literally, like, they like the fact that I'm kind of...
Nerdy.
Yeah, because I got my shit together.
Yeah, you
guys. Like, I dated this one girl, and then I remember she would always say, she's like, man, she goes, I'm just so impressed with you, because, like, you have all your shit together, but you're still a kid.
Yeah.
And she liked it.
Yeah.
Meaning that I know how to be serious.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, I'm still young at heart.
Yeah. You're really young at heart. I had no idea you were 47.
But you're telling me that I got to get rid of this, huh?
I mean.
Now I swear to God, you got me thinking. I'm about to fucking sell it right now.
I mean, you make some money off of it. I mean, my kid's birthday's coming up. Hook him up.
Take it. Fucking take it, bro. I'm joking. I got that in Bangkok.
Shut the hell up.
And this one here, too. Yeah, same.
I like that one. Haha, fuck you.
Yeah. That was something I used to do to my friends back in the day. So when I found that, I was like, oh, it's fucking perfect.
That's
bro.
Funny.
You know?
Yeah.
And then my boy Tim Robinson actually wrote me into his like show, Detroiters. And I do that.
No way.
Because I used to do it to him.
Fucking y'all.
And then when he came up with the show, he actually wrote a character for me. And in the show, I do that exact same thing that we grew up on, you know?
Mm. Yeah. It's good talk, bro.
Yeah, bro. I think there's an hour and a half. This is pretty good. Hey, there's a lot of people fucking watching. I'm surprised that y'all motherfuckers tuned in after me not being in here for a long time. I appreciate it. Tomorrow I'm going to have Justin Hires on, and I think I'm going to get some more podcasts coming up next week. I might even do some solo ones without the video while I'm on the road in Houston. Jack, do you got any dates coming up?
Well, I have a lot of dates coming up. St. Louis, Chattanooga, Louisville, Kentucky, Boston, Austin, New York, Philadelphia. Go to JackJrComic.com.
JackJrComic.com. And for me, Mike from Detroit.com. I'm also headlining Comedy Store La Jolla in August 16th. I'll be around. And like I said, anybody in LA, June 2nd, Friday at Jack's Club, Haha Comedy Club, doing my first hour. You guys are the best. This guy's got to go sneeze because he's allergic to cats. Peace out.
Public Yemeni number one.